Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? You can hear the change in tone from how I usually start the show. I apologize. What is up, beautiful people? It's kind of hard to get up and be a bit excited today if you are a fan in the world of sports, simply because, you know, what happened yesterday and what continues to unfold in our nation in the world of sports is pretty troubling, worrisome, and we all need to take it serious. And if it was not serious to you prior to yesterday, it is now. I don't think we have ever seen a day like March 11th, 2020, ever in the history of sports. This has never happened before. Major leagues and conferences have decided to completely cancel or suspend play due to COVID-19, the coronavirus. Across the globe, this is something that has infected more than 116,000 people in at least 103 countries. 2 days ago, the sad death toll was a little over 4,000, and it continues to grow. And there were some people that just a couple of days ago that I certainly had conversations with who looked at this virus and said, oh, this is just like the flu. I'm not going to overreact. Especially sports fans. Oh, they should still hold the games. Come on now. Let's not panic here. There's a difference, folks. When it comes to not panicking, but taking something serious. And we are at the point right now where we need to take this serious. I got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot of stuff I'm going to get off my chest. This show is going to be similar to yesterday's as we were talking about the coronavirus and its effect in the world of sports, but it got ramped up like times 20. Specifically, when you look at what happened yesterday evening, I mean, it was a huge slap in the face to a lot of people that woke a lot of people up who were just looking at this thing as, just like the flu. Uh-uh. Dead wrong. So, I'm going to invite you to be a part of the show. I want to know how sports fans are feeling right now because in just a moment, in our headliners are filled with the exception of, I think, one story. We've got Alec Rio behind the glass. With the exception of one story, it's just cancellation after cancellation or postponement after postponement or suspension after suspension of play in the sporting world. I got just one headliner in there that does not deal with COVID-19 and the spread of the coronavirus. Before I do that, I want to hear from you. This show is about the fans. This show is about the public and your response to what has happened in our sporting culture, it feels like a movie. It really does. You know, I woke up today hoping that this was just a bad dream. And then it hit me. Okay, Al, you just woke up. Go wash your hands. And then it hit me like, okay, yeah, this is real. This is reality. And I got to be honest here. This is how serious this is becoming. Or already is, I should say. This may change your daily listening of WKAR's current sports. I'm going to give you details on how we are going to adjust to the coronavirus when it comes to our regularly scheduled programming for WKAR's current sports. No, the show isn't going away, but there's going to be some modifications. Possibly some modifications, all right? So I'm gonna allude to that later on this hour. Not allude to it. I'm going to dive right into it and let you guys know how we are planning to do current sports, how we may have to adjust. Again, nothing set in stone right now. We're going to keep monitoring things. But there may be some changes when it comes to WKAR's current sports moving forward. And I don't know when's the next time, you know, we are going to have sports here in America. I want to hear from you. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, I got some things I want to get off my chest in just a moment here. I'm going to reserve my thoughts until we get past our quick hit headliners, which are very, very important today, especially. You can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, tweet the show at WKAR News. And many of you are watching current sports right now on our Facebook live stream feed at facebook.com/WKAR News. Again, you can call or text. I always forget to say you can text also. 517-355-9527 and weigh in that way. So I want to get to our headliners right now. Again, we've got Alec Rio behind the glass. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, folks, let's start here with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The MHSAA announced yesterday evening that it would be modifying its plans for allowing spectators at winter sports postseason events this week, starting with swimming and diving. A decision on the well-attended boys and girls basketball playoff games is expected today. This is what the MHSAA had to say in a statement. Quote, the Michigan High School Athletic Association is planning to conduct all remaining winter postseason tournaments as scheduled. However, based on the recommendations from Governor Gretchen Whitmer this afternoon, the MHSAA is finalizing plans that will either prohibit or allow limited spectators through this Saturday's events. This weekend's boys swimming and diving finals will be held as scheduled at Oakland University at the Holland Aquatic Center, but will be conducted with no on-site spectators. All events at both swim final locations will be streamed live. Specific plans and policies for spectators at this weekend's ice hockey semifinals and finals, girls gymnastics finals, girls regional basketball, and boys district final games have actually already been provided. Can we look up an update there, Alec, because they had a meeting at 10 a.m. This is probably an old article that I'm pulling from right now. Just go to their Twitter page. They have released a statement on how they plan on going about allowing or not allowing spectators or close family and friends at, again, the ice hockey semifinals and finals, girls gymnastics finals, girls regional basketball, and girls, and boys district basketball games for this week. So we have an update. I did see a statement released, but I don't want to go off the top of the dome right now. So, Alec, just please look up that and just throw it in there when ready. As announced Wednesday, that the NCAA tournament would proceed without fans. We also learned that Ohio State and Michigan football announced that their respective spring football games have officially been canceled. Notre Dame also followed suit today. We don't know anything concerning Michigan State football and its spring football game and whether or not that will be canceled, but I'm leaning towards that being canceled, so be prepared for that. But Michigan announced limitations for the football team's spring schedule, including the cancellation of open practice. They don't call it a spring game. They call it open practice that was scheduled for April 18th in response to the coronavirus outbreak. So spring practice for Michigan is scheduled to continue as planned for the team, but the open practice, which serves as the culmination of the spring period and is open to the fans for a spring game-like atmosphere in Michigan Stadium, that is done. The football open practice was a crucial part of a 9-event weekend for Michigan that has already seen its tone change in recent days. So the school has also implemented limitations on coaches conducting off-campus recruiting activities and the housing of official or unofficial visits. All this takes place as Michigan Athletics, again, has decided to limit attendance at all home competition to athletes, officials, coaches, essential personnel, and two family members. So there you have that. And if you don't know, now you know that several major NCAA conferences have canceled postseason basketball tournaments amid the continued fears over outbreaks of the coronavirus. The ACC, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, American, MAC, Atlantic 10, Colonial, USA, and WAC, as well as announced a little before noon, the Big 10 Conference have all decided to end tournaments. Yeah, the Big 10 Conference announced right before tip-off between the Michigan men's basketball program and Rutgers men's basketball program around like 11:40, the conference pulled the plug and there will be no Big 10 men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis, Indiana at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Big East was the lone major men's tournament continuing into today. And as of a few minutes ago, that tournament has been canceled. I was just baffled that the Big East decided to still, they played the game. They started the game. The national anthem was sung and everything. I don't even know the two teams that were on the hardwood at the time, but now the Big East has said, that's it. So, I'm going to get to a few statements coming from respective commissioners of the league. I'm going to dive into what the Big Ten commissioner had to say. So, and if I had to guess, I don't think it is coming. Let me know if it does, Alec, because I'm hosting the show. But very soon, if not this hour, maybe the next hour, and very, very soon, I'll just say very, very soon, I would expect the NCAA tournament to either be suspended or canceled. That announcement has to come through. Has to. I'll elaborate more on that in just a moment. And this news just shocked everybody. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, he was found to have the coronavirus prior to tip time of the Utah Jazz's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. So much so, a doctor ran out and said, that's it. You know, Rudy Gobert has the coronavirus. And Rudy Gobert, this story, he was found on camera just a few days ago, you know, basically making light and not taking the coronavirus serious after he was done addressing the media at a podium or at a table with mic set up. right before he left, he decided to touch all of the mics that were there, kind of poking fun at the coronavirus, not taking it serious. And it got really real yesterday because he was found to have the coronavirus. And now today, this morning, it was announced that his teammate, Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell, has also tested positive for the coronavirus. Mitchell becomes, again, the second Jazz player to test positive for contracting the virus along with Gobert. Gobert's diagnosis led to the postponement of yesterday's game against the Thunder. The Jazz announced today that Mitchell is positive. This is what the Jazz said in a statement. Quote, "We are looking closely with the CDC, Oklahoma, and Utah state officials and the NBA to monitor their health and determine the best path moving forward." And at Monday's media availability, again, that's when Gobert was seen touching all the microphones and tape recorders at the end of his session with reporters. And I'm pretty sure all of the reporters who were there and had mics and recorders set up, I can only imagine how their respective jobs are handling this now. I'm pretty sure they're all being tested and just a huge mess, a huge mess. And now Utah Jazz opponents, dating back to 2 weeks ago, are now being told to self-quarantine, including, you guessed it, the Detroit Pistons, who played Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz on March 7th at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. More on that later on as well. Again, the Pistons are being told to self-quarantine, so to elaborate more on that story. According to ESPN, players who came in contact with Gobert within the past 10 days are being told to self-quarantine. Along with the Pistons, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, and Toronto Raptors are being told to self-quarantine as well. Attempts to contact the Pistons have not been successful as of Wednesday night. And during the game at Little Caesars Arena on March 7th, the Pistons' own Christian Wood and Gobert had a small dust-up in the fourth quarter that resulted in double technical fouls. That was one of the more memorable moments of that horrible basketball game. So, no update as of right now when it comes to that story and anything concerning the Detroit Pistons. I also want to pass along that Major League Soccer has suspended its season for 30 days while the U.S. Soccer Federation has canceled scheduled friendlies due to the coronavirus pandemic. The MLS said today in a statement, quote, "At the appropriate time, the league and clubs will communicate plans for the continuation of the 2020 season and update the status of league events." MLS Commissioner Don Garber added, quote, "Our clubs were united today in the decision to temporarily suspend our season based on the advice and guidance from the CDC, Public Health Agency of Canada, and other public health authorities, and in the best interest of our fans, players, officials, and employees. We'd like to thank our fans for their continued support during this challenging time." And the move by Major League Soccer comes a day after March 21st. Games scheduled to be held in Seattle and San Jose, California, were postponed due to the spread of the coronavirus. All right, and also, the National Hockey League, the NHL, the commish of the NHL, Gary Bettman, he reached out to clubs this morning to tell them that the regular season will be suspended due to the spread of the coronavirus. The league had already canceled morning skates and practices, and they told teams to start working with their buildings to find dates to host games into July. But the league has made this inevitable decision in the wake of the NBA announcing the suspension of its league last night. So NHL, no more NHL until further notice. And also, the Association of Tennis Professionals has suspended the tour for 6 weeks due to the coronavirus. In a press release published at the ATP World Tour's website, ATP Chairman Andrea Gaudenzi said, quote, This is not a decision that was taken lightly, and it represents a great loss for our tournaments, players, and fans worldwide. However, we believe this is the responsible action needed at this time in order to protect the health and safety of our players, staff, the wider tennis community, and general public health in the face of this global pandemic. The Women's Tennis Association is not a partner in the decision, and according to sources, is working on a strategy of its own in consultation with players and tournament stakeholders. It seems likely that the WTA will issue a similar suspension. And the only headliner that I have that has nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak, just want to let you guys know that Clarissa Shields, Flint's favorite daughter, is already the undisputed women's middleweight world champ and will attempt to simultaneously hold the undisputed junior middleweight championship in her next fight. And who knows what's going to happen with this fight, but it was announced that Shields, who owns two of the four junior middleweight titles, will face world titleist Marie-Eve Decaire with the vacant fourth belt also on the line. That is scheduled for May 9th on Showtime at the Dort Federal Credit Union Event Center in Flint, Michigan. And if the 24-year-old Shields wins, she will be the first female boxer to be an undisputed champion in two divisions. But you just don't know if that fight is even going to take place. We may not see sports for a long time, folks. I'm just letting you know that if you don't already know. All right? But what I want to do right now, again, our phone lines are open. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number you can call or text to be a part of the show. You can tweet us, tweet the show at WKAR News, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Leave a comment below our Facebook live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. But I got some things I need to get off my chest concerning the Just a wild day in the world of sports yesterday, Alec. Alec, you have anything?
Yeah, so I just got news that the MLB is set to suspend all baseball operations indefinitely this afternoon.
Gotcha. Thank you for that update. Yeah, I'm very, very soon, I'm expecting the NCAA to make an announcement that the tournament is going to be suspended or even canceled. Would not be surprised there. And I see that there's some contemplation about the Masters golf tournament, the most coveted major in all of professional golf, possibly being canceled as well. That takes place in April, as you know, right after the Final Four. And the Olympics, Tokyo, Japan, right? Summer 2020. I think that may even be canceled now, or that's in jeopardy. That is in serious jeopardy right now. So let's proceed here. We got a lot to dive into concerning the coronavirus outbreak and its impact on the sporting world. It's a weird day here on WKAR's Current Sports. It's a weird day in your daily life. Your life as you know it is changing a bit. Whether you want to admit that or not, you can't ignore it. What has gone down this week is truly historic. You know, I've been living on this earth for 29 years. There are some that have lived on this earth for not as long, some way longer, And every person I talk to who is around my age or younger or older can't think of a moment quite like this in world history, not just American history. And what we saw yesterday in the world of sports and as this continues to develop is unprecedented. The coronavirus outbreak is something that needs to be taken serious because, as I stated at the top of 1 o'clock, I have been having conversations with friends and family about this, and some of them weren't taking it serious. And frankly, maybe a little bit on my end too. Maybe I didn't look at this as seriously as I should have. You know, I kind of looked at it and said, okay, well, it hasn't hit Michigan yet. You know, do I really foresee this continuing to get worse and having a profound impact on the NCAA tournament or the Big Ten tournament? No, I don't think we're at that point yet. I think they'll still take place. But Tuesday came around, got a little bit more serious in the eyes of many. Then Thursday hit, and then it was just like, are really? Well, I should say Wednesday hit, and it was just like, are you kidding me? And I think for a lot of people that I know, at least, it didn't really hit you as a sports fan just how serious this was until the NBA decided to cancel, or I should say suspend, the season until further notice. Once the NBA did it, because the NBA, a lot of leagues, a lot of conferences take cues from the NBA because the National Basketball Association has been a leader in many different areas. And Adam Silver taking over for the late, great David Stern, he's done nothing but elevate and continue the great work that David Stern did to make this an international product, to make it more inclusive, to be the leader and game changer when it comes to North American professional sports. So once the NBA decided to make that move, and that move was made large in part because one of its players, in Rudy Gobert, when that broke last night, and I was watching the NBA as I'm on my laptop and I'm seeing all these stories come in. You know, I was actually, I think I was watching, I had on my laptop the Big Ten tournament, which was taking place, and I had the NBA on ESPN, and then you see a doctor come out on court and say, uh-uh, nope. And we're all like, what? What is going on? That Utah Jazz and OKC Thunder game getting postponed, it became real for everybody when it was announced that Rudy Gobert had the coronavirus. And then you're watching this unfold. You see Chris Paul went over, and you see him on camera. Chris Paul, point guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who was playing Rudy Gobert's team in the Utah Jazz. Chris Paul went over to the Utah Jazz huddle, and you could see him mouth, "What's wrong with Rudy?" And they're basically kind of telling him to get away. And that causes both teams to go under quarantine. And then you're watching that story unfold and reporters coming out and saying that the Utah Jazz are sitting in a circle, all with masks on, as medical personnel come in and open their mouths and they stick, I guess some kind of swab down each one of their throats for at least 10 seconds. So they can test and see who has the coronavirus. It became so real. And then, you know, the announcement coming out from the league that no more NBA until further notice. It became so real last night for a lot of people. And then, as I stated in the headliners, the NBA now is going back and tracking where Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz have been. And then it broke this morning that Rudy Gobert's teammate, Donovan Mitchell, has the coronavirus. If you did not think it was serious prior to then, oh, it's really, really serious, folks. Incredibly serious. And for those who were saying that, oh, this is just, it's just like the flu. Or I heard this a lot. Oh, I'm young. You know, if I get it, there's a high chance that I'm going to be able to beat it. First off, how selfish of that is, how selfish is that to say, first off? It's because you're young and you get it and you have a high chance of recovery. I mean, can you just imagine the other people who may not be as young as you that you may come in contact with? That's ignorance, complete ignorance. And I'm sitting up yesterday in my apartment thinking about my 90-plus-year-old grandmother on the west side of Detroit, telling her, Grandma, stay home. Because I can only imagine what will be going through my head if she contracted it. So it's incredibly selfish for people to say comments like that. And then, again, to go back on the seriousness of this, did you see what Rudy Gobert did earlier this week? Rudy Gobert, if you haven't seen the video, it's gone viral now. And Rudy Gobert, I tell you what, he does not want to be on this side of history when looking at this virus outbreak. Sitting up at the table during his media availability, microphones and voice recorders in front of him, and he's just touching all of them before he leaves. And that is just a window into how many looked at this outbreak. For those saying this is like the flu, no, it's not. We've got vaccines for the flu. This is incredibly more contagious than the flu. All right, so it's not. It's not. Let's stop that toxic dialogue. You know, and then I'm seeing people reading the bottles of disinfectant cans saying that this thing, you know, oh, this kills the coronavirus. Yeah, but this is a different from what I, because I did a lot of research last night. I had to, and that's the thing I want to tell our listeners as well. Please educate yourself. Listen to the CDC. Make sure you are doing the right things to protect and educate yourself, because you don't want to be spewing out, especially in the social media age that we live in, where everybody has to weigh in and give their 2 cents. A lot of people check social media to see how they feel nowadays before they genuinely take everything in. Do your own research, listen to credible sources, and don't go spreading information out there that is misleading. Don't do that. Because according to my research, yeah, it may say that on a few disinfectant cans, you know, it fights against the coronavirus, and it may well indeed fight against the coronavirus. But again, this is a different strand of the virus. I mean, please do your research, folks. And now I want the sporting fans to please come to the front of the congregation. I'll give you a moment. Come to the front of the congregation right now, because we need to have a talk as to how you're going to deal with this and to deal with this new reality in your life. There are so many question marks out there concerning this. We may not have sports for a while. And I need you to be okay with that. Because I put out there this morning, I mean, it kind of turned my stomach. I can't even lie, man, that the Big Ten tournament, which thank goodness has canceled now, but before it canceled, I put out there that there was absolutely no reason. There is absolutely no reason that the Big Ten tournament or any other conference tournament or any other sporting event, period, should be holding competition while there is a pandemic happening in our world. Not just our nation, but our world. This is everywhere. This is bigger than sports, folks. I know, and I got some comments out there. Al, well, you know, we're overreacting here. And these players have fought so hard to get to these conference tournaments and to compete in the NCAA tournament. And Al, I mean, can't you just have them without the fans and blah, 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 blah? No, you can't. Look at the numbers. This thing is growing by the day. This is bigger than sports, and your selfish entertainment, quote unquote, needs have to go out the window right now. I'm sorry. Yeah, will it be a bit depressing for the average sports fan out there not to have sports to watch on any given afternoon or evening, for sure. For sure. This is what I do. This is what you do as a fan. You love sports. It's in our blood. We love watching athletic competition. But that comes second to the health of our nation and people around us. Stop being selfish. That's my message to average fans out there who are not taking this serious. Stop being selfish and take this serious. All right? In just a moment, I'm going to tell you how we're going to deal with this here at WKAR's Current Sports, because some things may be changing here. All right? And it's going to take a little bit of adjusting on all fronts here. But this is our new reality, at least right now. How long this will last, I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm just telling you to get mentally prepared. Alec, I know your mic has been on for a while. Go ahead, man.
No, it's all good. Yeah, man, you covered all the things that need to be covered. But, you know, the selfishness among some sports fans is honestly mind-boggling. Like I had mentioned.
It isn't. What is fan short for, Alec?
No,
fanatic.
Yeah.
Fanatic. They're not thinking logically. Fans think selfishly. Fans are selfish.
Yeah.
I think in the dictionary, fan, you know, should you know, say adjective selfish. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it is. I don't want to bash fans, because you kind of got to like shift your mindset when dealing with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it. I understand what you're thinking, but I'm here to let you know that your thinking is totally wrong. You're wrong here.
Yeah, I know. And it's just a matter of people are unwilling to get rid of that, my sports, my stuff, my comfort. You know, this dates back to when sports athletes were talking about politics. Stick to sports. I don't want you talking about that. That makes me uncomfortable. You're blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, it's totally understandable why people think fans are being selfish. I mean, fans are being selfish about a pandemic that has that potentially a threat to humanity. And they're just, you know, just the fact that, I can't deal with the fact that sports could potentially be gone forever. But it's just that if we're dealing with multi-billion-dollar corporations with sports that have billionaires and millionaires involved, if they're willing to not make more profit, then something is not right here. This is more serious than people think. And like I said yesterday, Italy had 6 cases. Now, within a month, they're at 9,000. This is not like the Zika virus. This is not like the swine flu. This is not like Ebola. This is a bigger problem. I mean, I understand, you know, in terms of the Zika virus, there were some precautions that needed to be done in the Rio Olympics in 2016. But nothing even close to this magnitude. Nothing even close to this. And just the fact that fans are getting all up in arms because their favorite sports could potentially be gone. You won't be able to enjoy the sports you love if all of the athletes involved have the coronavirus and could potentially die from it. Like, how could you? I can't even formulate words to understand how selfish people can be in a trying moment like this.
Well, and that's how I felt last night, Alec.
Oh my God!
And you look at it, and I had to just shift my mindset. You know, talking with certain individuals who had that same mindset. You know, you have to, you know, because I've grown to learn, especially doing a sports talk radio show where there are varying opinions. I have learned to at least try to see where the other side is coming from. And for me, in doing that last night, I said to myself, okay, yeah, you're a fan. You're speaking on emotion. You know, when you speak on emotion, you aren't speaking from a logical standpoint. It's totally illogical. And I think as time goes on, as this week proceeds and we see more leagues, more conferences get on board here and announce cancellations, I mean, it'll start to set in and you're going to have to adjust. That's what this moment is here for here on WKAR's Current Sports. That's my main message here. You are going to have to adjust. As hard as that pill may be to swallow, sports are going to change. And your daily life has already changed, if you haven't noticed. I mean, heck, I got off the air yesterday and, you know, I told myself, all right, I need to go and hit up my local store and get some materials. I need to get some hand sanitizer or maybe some disinfectants. And I went to two places and absolutely packed. People running around grabbing toilet paper left and right. I go to the disinfectant section. Sorry, this product is in high demand. We are currently out of stock. I mean, it's incredible. You know, my mother and my stepfather, they were scheduled to fly in town on Detroit in Detroit this weekend, you know, to see family and whatnot, and now they're reconsidering, as they should. You know, I text my mom this morning, like, Mom, don't come. It's not even worth it, man. It is changing our daily lives. And right now, I need to hit this first break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, we're going to dive into the Big Ten tournament. I want to touch on the Big Ten tournament and what this means for college basketball moving forward. And I also want to talk about how we are adjusting to this as a station here at WKAR and some changes that may be coming to current sports in the recent weeks. All right. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. I'm going to get to a few of your comments on our Facebook page as well. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Many comments rolling in on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Many people watching right now as we try to, you know, provide some kind of perspective and comfort in this really trying time. You know, our president, Donald Trump, he addressed the nation a little after 9 p.m., and talked about, you know, a travel ban to Europe when it comes to the United States. This is what Ben has to say. I'm heartbroken, but I realize this is bigger than sports. Mike says we need to suck it up and do what's good for each other and our families. Get the facts, do what's healthy, and not pass along bad information. Our very own Connor Mathis, who called in yesterday. Thanks, Connor, for the call as well. Connor weighs in and says that the MHSAA decision was updated this morning. Yeah, like we noted, they had a 10 a.m. meeting. And limited spectators for basketball by the school and certified credential media still get in. So that's how they are handling the girls and basketball, girls and boys basketball postseasons, excuse me. Also, kind of writes and says that participating schools have to provide the entry list of parents, legal guardians, and essential administrators to the host site prior to each contest. So thank you for that context, Connor, for that. Let's see here. Alex comments and says that his flight has his flight tickets only went down $6. And yeah, we're seeing a huge effect of this story in this pandemic on the economy. Aaron says that SmackDown isn't canceled. SmackDown, the coveted WWE event. I guess it's coming to Michigan very soon, Alec.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon, who is the commissioner of the WWE, says, come at your own risk. No refunds or makeup date. Not sure how accurate that is.
They also mentioned how WrestleMania, which is supposed to take place, I think, in Tampa, Florida, or some city in Florida, it's still going on April 4th. despite fears of coronavirus. So,
gotcha.
That's the updated news so far.
Yeah. Also Corey. I first time I've seen Corey on our Facebook page saying Al laying down some sober facts right now. And yeah, I mean, it is sobering. And I can't lie, it's going to be sad, you know, for a few weeks here. No sports isn't going away permanently, but it may be some time before we start to see the basketballs dribble again. And the NFL, I don't believe the NFL has released a statement just yet, but they're not in season right now, so it really does not affect any play concerning them. But it's going to be different. And I want to let you guys know what we at Current Sports are going to do, possibly moving forward. We, right now, I've had conversations with, my supervisor this week. As you all know, right now, it's such a weird atmosphere here on the, here on the campus of Michigan State right now because, as we have been providing coverage to you all yesterday about the news concerning Michigan State classes, all in-person, face-to-face classes have been suspended until April 20th. And it has led to a lot of students saying that, all right, I'm going home then. You know, as I drove into work today and I'm passing all of these different dorm rooms and residence halls, you know, I saw a lot of parents with those green buggies going up inside these residence halls with their, son or daughter and packing up and heading home for the semester. Now, there are a lot of students that are saying, look, okay, we're not having face-to-face in-class sessions, then I'm going home. That's what a lot of students are doing right now. There are a lot of students moving out and away from this campus as I speak. And I saw last night the state news put out a lot of videos. Students went out and just partied it up because they believe that yesterday was their last day of the semester. I know that local establishments, local bars and clubs were absolutely packed with students last night. And here at WKAR, you guys know we are right here on the campus of Michigan State University. And we're being told to prepare to work from home. And it's being encouraged. So I met with my supervisor, and as far as Current Sports is concerned, we, like right now, are going to have a live show tomorrow. Live show tomorrow, so nothing will change tomorrow. But we will evaluate things over the weekend, and come Sunday, we are going to make the decision to continue as usual, or I may be pre-producing the show from home. And I'm being set up with what I need to be set up with over the weekend. Actually, starting after the show, I'm downloading some software that will allow me to record the show prior to 1 p.m. and send the show in to our servers here, to our network, mobily, and it will air at 1 p.m. So what does that mean? No, it technically won't be live, but there will still be a Current Sports show. Alec Rio, Jack Kerwin, Connor Mathis, no, they won't be behind the glass. It'll just be me producing stuff. I'm going to talk to them about, as far as their involvement with the show, they'll still contribute and probably can knock out the headliners at home, that kind of thing. But it's going to be a little bit different, though. You know, as far as them engineering behind the glass, that may not be a thing for the rest of the semester. But we're going to make that call over the weekend. Sunday is when we make that decision, and I will be, if we do make that decision, I will be pre-producing the show from home, sending it in from my residence, and it will air at 1 p.m. So there still will be a show. Now, that will affect how you weigh in. You know, as far as a Facebook live stream, no. That won't happen, unfortunately. As far as you calling in, no, that won't happen, unfortunately. I mean, you can still weigh in. You can still tweet me. You can still weigh in on our Facebook page, you know, leave a comment somewhere when we post the show. What I'm also debating is, you know, because we have a lot of individuals who watch the show on the regular on our Facebook page. And what I'm thinking about is, you know, if I have to, I may go live from somewhere in my apartment and just talk about what's happening, you know, maybe like a current sports overtime session where I go live from my apartment and you guys can still weigh in on Facebook that way. I'm debating on doing that. But again, I will keep you all updated. Please, if you don't follow me, courtesy of Twitter, follow me at Al Martin, WKAR, or follow us at Facebook.com/WKAR News. And I'm going to keep you guys updated that way. I know many of you are not happy right now. I'm seeing Alex comment right now. If Al goes into hiatus, we just going to have to talk for an hour. So it's going to be a bit weird, Alex.
Yeah.
And you being a senior, it may be your last show for current sports. Who knows? A lot of stuff is up in the air, man.
I know. And it's, because this semester was supposed to be my last one. I had two classes in the summer that I'd have to take, but I mean, there's so many uncertainties. We don't know what could possibly happen moving forward, even 3 months from now. And so I actually just wanted to say, you know, it's been quite the honor being here for it's almost been 2 years that I've been working for Current Sports.
Man, that's crazy.
I know. 2018 was when I started. It was like the end of May or something. And it's a weird way of this potentially being my last show. And I just wanted to express my utmost appreciation for being a part of this show. And I hope that I could help your guys' day from 1 to 2 be slightly better with some of my humor that I put in the headliners or some of the stuff that I say. I just hope that in general, I hope I made a positive difference in your guys' day. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, without a doubt. And we don't want to bring out the tissues right now.
I know, but I'm just saying just in case.
It's tough. Cause
we don't know.
This may be the last live in-studio current sports show for you, which will be a little bit, which is kind of jarring.
It is.
But I'm going to find some way, Alec, to make sure that you guys go out with a bang, you know, even if you guys gotta come over to the apartment and we pre-record something that way and have you guys a part of the show that way to say goodbye. I mean, but this has made us have to rethink a lot of different things in how we do this on a daily basis. I know it's going to be a little bit weird, but I'll be sure we're going to get through this together. You know what I mean? We are going to get through this together. As sports fans, this is it's going to be tough. You know, what do I talk about, you know, next week? If we don't have sports, well, I'm just going to keep talking about the coronavirus. Who wants to talk about that? So I'm going to find some creative ways to address the sporting world and to talk further about what you all care about and why you all tune in to current sports on the daily. But I want to hear our final break. We'll come back. We'll have final thoughts as we all try to adjust to this, all right? You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm seeing some stories unfold in the world of sports. I mean, this is being updated, it seems like, by the hour now. And looks as though the MLB is expected to suspend operations. And also the National Football League. I'm seeing here on ESPN that the NFL is not delaying the start of the year for the coronavirus pandemic. The NFL noted today that it has, quote, no plans to move the start of the league year as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The NFL statement comes after several teams have restricted travel. I'm reading from ESPN here. For their coaches and scouts because of the virus, the Washington Redskins, the New York Jets, and Minnesota Vikings were among teams to announce today that they were pulling personnel off the road. Sources confirmed that to ESPN. And that the Philadelphia Eagles weren't sending their coaches to upcoming pro days. So the 2020 league year is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. just a few days from now, on March 18th. So the NFL right now is holding pat. And again, the NFL is not in season right now, so it's a little bit easier for them, I guess, to make that call. But come on, man. I don't understand that reaction from the NFL. But and as I stated at the top of the hour, I'm going to have a spot on All Things Considered later on this afternoon concerning the Big Ten tournament being suspended. Of course, this directly affects the Michigan State men's basketball program, as Michigan State was scheduled to play tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. And it was so weird because a few people went live on Facebook.com, like live streaming as the Michigan men's basketball team came in to Indianapolis at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. They went through metal detectors, and then they go out there on the court to warm up. And then just moments before tip time between Rutgers and Michigan, which was to be played without fans, the Big Ten Conference said, nope, the tournament is canceled. And I just don't know how you have an NCAA tournament without conference tournament games taking place, because even though I think conference tournament games are absolutely pointless, again, what the NCAA tournament allows is for maybe a Cinderella, a low seed that has no shot at making the tournament, somehow, some way puts it all together and runs the table in their respective conference tournament. They get an automatic bid for the big dance. So that impacts the big dance. So how can you hold the big dance without these conference tournaments if that is a part of the formula of selecting teams, even though they may be long shots? I just don't see. And then you talk about the amount of people. Can you just imagine, Alec, if one player got infected? You know, there are 68 teams that make the NCAA tournament. Do the math. 15 players per team. That's well over 1,000. And that's not including coaches and trainers. If one person got the coronavirus, over 1,000 people are at risk.
So many people.
You can't have the NCAA tournament. I'm expecting that to come down the pike, that there will be no big dance. Be safe, be healthy, be well. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Be easy, people.